Wonderful, it's Siren Radio, and it's 2:06 to be precise, past 5 o'clock, although that's even changing as we go about the whole system. Anna, when's the last time you attended a pantomime?
Oh, now that's a good question. Mm. I think it was when my daughter was four, so it was 21 years ago, and it was Aladdin at the Lees Cliff Hall in Folkestone.
Well, did you see?
I remember it well.
Exactly. Folkestone, 21 years ago. I'd say, Amelia, it's high time she decided to say, what the hey, I'm going to head out of Jersey and make my way up to Lincoln for the Lincoln New Theatre Royal pantomime and our version of Aladdin.
Definitely.
Mm. So let's talk us through this whole sort of sequence. We've also got Matt Cumber as well to talk about open days and a whole scenario of other things. I'm looking at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal.co.uk website, and from the 4th of December to the 7th of January, Aladdin is there. It's happening. It's launched, Natalie.
It has indeed, and wow, what a response we've had already. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
So Andy Abraham, we met up with him at the Food and Gift Fair last Friday. He was on top form there. Presumably he's maintained that form and he's wowing the audiences.
He is indeed. He's totally. His charisma on stage is mesmerising. The children are just in complete awe of him. He really does capture the character beautifully.
Excellent. And his role, of course, in Aladdin is?
The genie. The genie of the lamp.
Exactly. I'm sure Robin Williams will be looking down from on high thinking that Andy Abrahams, he's got the ability. Why should Anna make that journey?
Yeah. Well, Anna should make the journey because our Aladdin is bespoke. And we've gone for the traditional Disney style of Aladdin. So it's set in Morocco, in Marrakesh. All the characters are original. For the first time in, I believe, 70 years, we have built the set in-house and the costumes ourselves. Because usually with a pantomime, you would hire the costumes and set. But we've done everything completely bespoke. It is spectacular and beautiful. And we have something for everybody. It's visually amazing.
Is, are there pyrotechnics?
There is, yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. Well, that's where 10 minutes into the production, I had to leave.
Oh no!
But we do. But we do have relaxed performances. So our relaxed performances is where the lights are slightly raised, the sound is slightly down, and we also have no pyrotechnics, no smoke, nothing scary in there. Yes. So we do have relaxed performances.
Do not go run out screaming as my daughter did. That's really good news.
I can sense the trauma comes through 21 years later. You take your child to a pantomime.
I could recount it to the point where the man in the lift tried to give my daughter a lollipop to get her to go back in again.
The
childminder was left in the theatre on her own because I bought tickets for the three of us. And I had to take my daughter home and I left the childminder watching.
Well, what we want to do at the theatre is obviously that the young generation are our future audience. So we want to make sure that when they come, they have a wonderful experience. You know, we don't want them to be scared. So this is why we do the relaxed performances, to gently sort of introduce them into live theatre and to pantomimes. So, yeah, it's been very successful last year. So we've actually introduced two this year. And we've also got a signed performance as well. So, yes, it's worked out lovely.
When you made your debut on the production, Natalie, all of 18 months or so ago, and that was actually inspired on our, I know you had great ideas, great plans, great thoughts of that. And actually, a lot of them are coming to fruition, aren't they?
They are. They really are. The theatre's well and truly on the map. So it's exciting, very exciting. It's a big thing. It took us a full year to put this pantomime together. A lot of blood, sweat and tears has gone into it. But wow, what a show. It's something very, very different. I think audiences will be very pleased and wowed by it.
And isn't it wonderful, Matt, that when prospective students and parents can come to the University of Lincoln for an open day, you can also say, we've got the new Theatre Royal Lincoln as well, that you can check out performances as well from that perspective.
Yeah, that's great. And also our department is actually off on the 15th of December to watch
Aladdin. Fantastic.
You're saying that Julie Corden is actually going to be making her way up to the new Lincoln, the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
We've actually been allowed some time out of the office.
En masse.
Oh, my
word. We're going to find out more about the update, and also Mr. Mosley, who's coming to be a great live.
Yeah, on Monday at 2 o'clock in the Isaac Newton building.
Exactly, so that's things that are happening there from that point of view. There are so many marvellous things that are taking place as far as the new Theatre Royal Lincoln is concerned. The Searchers in concert, the Illegal Eagles, so again, the Illegal Eagles, a whole heap of other goodies. Amelia's on that particular case, but Anna, it's time for you to make a decision, musically speaking. A Friend Like Me or A Whole New World? Are you going Peebo Bryson and Regina, or are you going Robin Williams? Where are you going to send the listener as we head off to find William Coles on a train somewhere between Edinburgh and London? I'm very quiet there, Anna. Are you just considering the whole issue?
Debating. No. Ooh.
So.
Recommendations, please. What do you think?
Oh, a whole new world.
It's synonymous in here. It's a whole new world.
A whole new world it is, then, clearly. You know, Regina Bell, Peabo Bryson, take it on, as opposed to a friend like me. Well, there we are. Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link? Albeit brief for the normal.
I have indeed.
Excellent.
Yes, it's lovely. Thank you very much.
We'll speak to you again very soon. Take care now.
Okay, take care. Bye. Bye.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Saying that William Coles is on a train somewhere between London and Edinburgh, actually he's not far from Lincoln as we speak. Isn't that right, William?
Have you got your telescope on me? Can you see me waving?
Yeah, oh, that's what we call drive time, where we actually connect with computers on trains, even commuters as well as computers. He hasn't been replaced by an artificial life form. He's with us, and you recognise immediately that was from the movie version of Aladdin. William, would you consider visiting and bringing the family down to Lincoln for the new Lincoln Theatre Royal to see Aladdin, even though tickets are just... I mean, are tickets still probably just about available? I mean, a couple still around?
We do have tickets available, but it is selling exceptionally well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes, I'd love to come. I love the show. My 13-year-old, he might not like it so much, though. He's a bit chopsy these days. I'm not sure he'd go for it.
Now, you've said this about the food and gift fair, because actually we had this debate with Sally Monday and William Coles a matter of weeks ago, and
right.
William set Sally the task of actually making a kind of constructing a child-friendly food and gift fair. I, of course, responded, well, if Amelia Chambers had been there, she would have sorted it out instantly.
There's lots of things to do at food and gift.
It's fine for that. But clearly, William's concerned, maybe it's a pyrotechnic thing. Maybe, as we just heard, Anna's daughter was very scared by
it. How old is he, sorry?
13.
Oh, right. Well, if he doesn't like the pyrotechnics, as Natalie said, we've got the relaxed performances where the lights are on a little bit and it's a little less scary.
I have a feeling, having seen him on video, he will actually like the pyrotechnics.
Okay, so if he wants to do that, then we've got lots of performances with pyrotechnics. And I don't want to do a spoiler, but we've got some very impressive stunts, shall we say?
Yes, stunts, yes. We don't want to give any spoilers. You have to come and see it to see. But yes, there's some real show-stopping moments in there.
Very impressive stunts.
Yeah, he wouldn't be disappointed if he likes pyrotechnics.
No.
So there we are. Because, I mean, you don't do things like pantomime in Edinburgh. You don't really have a theatre system there. It's north of the border. I don't know what they're going to do. William, it's up to you to put some questions to either Amelia in her role as official marketing officer of the marketing manager of the new Lincoln Theatre, the new Theatre Royal Lincoln.
That's right.
Get the whole band there.
Yeah.
And the owner, I'll say that again, the owner of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, the fabulous Natalie Hayes Cowley.
Right, okay, yes, I'd love to ask lots of topical questions. What's been the biggest disaster you've had?
The biggest disaster?
Oh, straight in there.
Oh. Don't do that in Lincoln. Oh. They don't happen in Lincoln.
I mean, if you're just talking the last week, I think it was when we opened with Pantomime and we had a school performance and it overrun by nearly an hour. That was a bit of a logistical nightmare, so we had to make cuts. And then again, yesterday overrun slightly, so we had to make cuts again. So that was a bit of a disaster because, again, the show is so brilliant. It was very tricky to make cuts from the performance. So I think that's kind of a big disaster because it's heartbreaking to remove things from the show, but we had to. But
I mean, look on the positive side. If Ken Dodd had been in the pantomime, he would still be on stage now. You know, we'd have gone for 3 or 4 days, basically.
The joys of school shows, you've got to keep it very tight with buses and whatnot and coaches and things.
Let them go free, clutching their chocolates and sugary treats and so on.
Yeah.
And any questions that you want to put William to Amelia about life and times and how she shifted career-wise from being the awesome coordinator of marketing at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society now to her first love in many ways, the theatrical world? Or is Natalie Maxwell saying?
Yeah, of course I'd like to ask about that. I mean, what prompted the move? Were you bored or just wanted a new challenge?
Depends who's listening. I absolutely loved my job at the Lincolnshire Showground. Alex knows that. But I'd been there 7 years and
got married,
Had
a child, done that.
But I absolutely, my heart's always been in the theatre, and when the opportunity came up, it would have been a shame to not take it up. So the theatre has sort of changed dramatically in the last 18 months since Natalie and Mike took it over. So I would have been mad to turn the opportunity down.
All right then. Well, I mean, I like it that you loved your last job, but you know, when you leave a job, there's some bit which, even though you loved it, you think, thank God I don't have to do that again. So what's that?
You know what? I don't even know. I think the only thing that it was sort of a love and a hate was the fact that the pinnacle event was the Lincolnshire Show, and it was always a bit manic to
really
to put together. But then that was part of why we loved it as well. So I think it's sort of with a heavy heart that I'm not involved
Chloe
in
Middleton
that anymore.
Would be saying
yeah,
yes,
Chloe
absolutely.
As well. Yeah, probably leaving Chloe. There wasn't anything really that I didn't like.
As defined by no less a person than Ed Wellman, the dream team, Chloe and Amelia. It's great. They're trying
well,
to.
Well, that was very diplomatic. Well done.
Thanks.
You have passed.
I will actually say something on Amelia's behalf. I have, over the years, encountered a large number of marketing officers, etc., but the ones who, like Amelia, go that extra distance. For instance, Lincolnshire Show, she would be actually on her step ladder, on the ladders, putting the signs up, changing the signs. That's manifested by what she's doing with the New Lincoln Theatre Royal, because she's even doing the mixing duties for Andy Abrahams when he's performing at the Lincoln Food Care. She just put her hands to anything, and successfully. It's amazing. So there we are.
Can but try.
Yeah, it doesn't just try. She succeeds as well from that point of view. Now, as you're well aware, William, as you got slight confusion over Freshers Week and Open Days when you last spoke to Matt Cumber. Oh, they still laugh about that in the events department at the University of Lincoln to such hilarity, you know, and check they've got a decent lawyer.
I know the difference now. I totally get the difference.
Yes, good. So
one is X-rated and the other is not X-rated.
Exactly. Let's not go down that line. Let's talk about the next official open day. It's the last one of 2017, of course.
It is, yeah. It's the last one for 2018 recruitment, but obviously the last one this year. It's on a Wednesday this time.
People can come along and sign up for a single honours degree in communications and public relations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and do you have a mascot, the Lincoln Inn, obviously?
It's not a university mascot. We kind of, I've seen posters suggesting there might be a mascot. I actually think it looks quite threatening, the one that I've actually seen in terms of the university mascot. I don't know if that's crossed your pathway at all.
We've got Swanee from the Lincoln Students Union, we've got our swan that's walking around campuses on open days.
Usually heard in the background by making noises vaguely like, Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my RL Swanee. Or is that another line? I don't know. Al Jolson, where are you when we need you? Details, Matt. William, go on.
Yes, I think it would be better actually down the Swanee, Alex.
Do you think so? Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Either way, let's not have a showboat about the whole thing, because that's a different tale entirely. Matt, details. How can people sign up, register, and so on?
So, obviously, they can book online on lincoln.ac.uk/open day. Mm-hmm. We've also got the Open Day Guide online, which is the same link, but /Open Day Guide. Mm-hmm. And, obviously, you can feel free to come along. It's taking place in the engine shed. So, in the engine shed, we'll have our information zone, campus tours, city tours, and all the course stands there, and then all talks are afternoon. So, it's taking place from 10:30 till 5:00.
And the date, once again, is?
The 13th of December.
Right, over to Amelia. Let's see if they can make a full day of this, okay? So, folks coming along.
So, the 13th.
Enjoying the whole thing. Are there evening performances?
We've got a 10 and 1 on that day. However, if they want to stay, if they're staying over, then we have a 7:00 performance the day after.
Well,
so
there we are.
Why not make it? Why not stay?
Why
in
not? Exactly. Why not? Actually,
have
make
a couple
a full,
of days
have
here.
A full
it's
experience.
That beautiful.
Exactly. And enjoy blissful cultural entertainment with Andy Abraham and more at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, and of course the University of London at Lincoln Open Day.
Get that correct.
You noticed that? I just suddenly slipped in my old alma mater there. I thought, oh, where are we going here? It's a strange routine. Matt, anything you'd like to put to William about where exactly he is now? Has the train stopped, William, by the way?
No, we're going about 150 mph.
Really? Very quiet then, from that point of view. Yeah, good brand services. Anyway, questions for yourself, Matt.
How's the journey?
Nice one.
Yeah. It's great. Thank you so much for asking. We're all coming into London. The capital awaits us.
I would hope so too. If you are looking for things to do in January, and let's face it, after you've had that wonderful festive celebration, the Feast of Saturnalia, you might consider January the 12th, the Illegal Eagles, like that.
Yes.
Hotel California, Roy Orbison and the Travelling Wilburys, one fantastic tribute on January the 19th, and the Real Searchers. Actually, it's just the Searchers, the genuine Searchers, who are performing also at the end of January. Plus, of course, actually, in many ways, the alter ego for Natalie, Totally Tina, appearing on January the 13th.
She's incredible, I have to say. I went to see it at the National Tribute Awards, and she won the actual full awards for the UK, and she was outstanding, absolutely outstanding. So we were thrilled. As soon as we watched, we were like, right, we're booking you in, we've got to get you at the theatre. And she's fantastic.
Which is
very good.
Wonderful. And I noticed that certainly a very interesting character who many people have actually said, no, you're not real at all, Michael Portillo, occurring on the 27th.
That is nearly sold out.
Yes.
So, it's very good.
So if you want to have a life, a game of two, that's it, basically. Life, colon, a game of two.
Yes.
Michael Portillo, tickets just about available, William. I mean, I'm sure you always wanted to actually have front row seats to actually find out what Michael Portillo, life, a game of two, is all about.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Exactly.
Great.
We're going to go through a few other details. We're hopefully heading off to central USA in a few moments to speak to Jess from Jess and the Bandits. We'll find out more details from Matt. Great Lives is coming together from that point of view. It used to be Great Minds, now Great Lives. Great lives have great minds. Great minds have great lives. That'll be happening as well. Are you looking ahead to January as well from events?
Obviously we've got loads of stuff booked in, we've got more stuff this side of Christmas,
exactly.
Including...
We won't rush that. Plus, we'll be finding out more details about the new Lincoln Theatre Royal and some of the sensational stuff that's coming through from that perspective. Matt, it's your third show. Can you remember the last two questions we put to William at this stage?
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
Nice, very good.
No, I haven't even enjoyed it. I've absolutely loved it. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
As he shouts throughout the entire railway
carriage.
Yeah, the entire railway carriage looks around and thinking, what, where, who? Yeah, it's quite rightly so.
And will you be joining us again in the future?
Yes, I think tomorrow morning, actually.
Yeah, actually. Well, interesting enough, your warm-up act tomorrow morning, all being well, is David Icke. Who'd have thought it? Still, never mind. Yes, the David Icke might well be talking about dinosaurs and other such matters live on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. It's a strange world, but we love it all the more.
Oh, you're reaching for a reason to hold back what you're feeling. I know you want to make a move, but you think too much. So there's no misunderstanding where your lips should be landing. Watch me make it easy for the both of us. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my head. All these paralyzed emotions, I think you thought we ought to not complicate it. But I welcome complications, so I'll stop the conversation. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd hear me say this. I'm gonna kiss you now, like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips, I wanna make your heart race while the world slows down. Around my hips, gonna make your heart race while the world slows down.
I'm gonna kiss you now.
You now, Jess and the Bandits. Jess back in America, and clearly her voicemail is so wonderful she hasn't quite managed to sort of access the way of actually dealing with the telephones. All right, don't worry, Jess. I'm sure we'll connect again before too long. We've been joined by Eva McDonald. How are you, Eva?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Stretching over.
Eva is one of Lincolnshire's. In fact, she was leaving. You were Miss Lincolnshire in 2015.
That's right, I was.
2015. She's been doing wonderful charity work since then. She's a great chorister. She knows her Labo M from a Puccini. Oh, sorry. A whole range of other sort of actors. And as we said earlier, you spent the summer in Skegness dealing with the Chuckle Brothers whilst having knives hurled at you.
I did. That did happen to me.
Sometimes you just think it's a whole new world that's actually up there. Eva, you are looking forward to seeing Aladdin at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, are you not?
I am. It should be fun.
When I said we were having the owner of the new Lincoln Theatre Royal and the marketing manager as well, you beside yourself with excitement on social media. It's just, you know, rushing across for the whole thing. And here we are. So what would you like to ask either Natalie or Amelia about life, the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, and anything else, quite frankly?
Just what's to look forward to this year, really, with the panto? Because
good question.
The panto with the panto.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Okay. I don't like to give too much.
No,
without giving too much
tease
away.
The audience. Exactly. Matt does the same thing with the events department.
Yes.
It's always just a little tease. You know?
Because obviously the opening night is on Friday, so obviously we've not even released any photos or anything. We've even got one character that we've not released yet. He will be in panto. But, I mean, what you can expect is something not your normal panto of Aladdin. So it's not even set how, you know, you have wishy-washy, widow twanky, and it's all the, you know, the Chinese reference. So it's very different, very bespoke, all done in-house. Something for all ages, let's just say. There's some real amazing sort of spectacles. It's really hard, isn't it? Because you can't sort of say it. But just all I would say is expect to be wowed.
Sounds
yeah,
good
expect
to, me.
To be wild. It is, it's a vision in every
really?
Way. Yeah,
much
yeah.
like yourself, then, Natalie. Sorry, too soon.
Don't know about that. 4 hours sleep.
Yeah. It's your keep going. That's his name. Keep going from that point. But of course, Amelia, in many ways, the history of the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, it's got, I mean, it's a kind of marketing officer's dream, really, because you've got so much kind of backstory. It's there. We did a behind the scenes about 18 months ago. You've got tables that have been, you know, sat upon by wondrous folk, etc. Do you get a sense of that when you're working on a day by day basis, the kind of historical input that's around?
Completely. I think sometimes you kind of have to pinch yourself to think, this is where I work. I was thinking the other day when I was just in my office, and then I could hear somebody having a sword fight outside, and then you've
they're
got
probably practicing
you've got,
for what yeah, yeah. Next,
and then
next
you've got there. And then you've got Sandy Bogle doing some like vocal warm ups with Andy Abraham, and it's great. The atmosphere is great, but also obviously it's steeped in history. It's been a really lovely time, as Natalie said. The panto build up isn't just your normal panto build up. The technical team have been building the set for weeks and weeks. We've had a painter in painting like the most beautiful cloths. Obviously with the rehearsals as well, with all of the dancers and the actors, it's really special, and obviously it's set in a Victorian auditorium. It's just beautiful.
Matt, we talked about obviously the events team from the university actually making their way last year en masse to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal Pantomime. What was your favourite bit of the whole experience?
I can't remember much. That was a whole year ago.
But prior to that, when was the last time you were attended a pantomime?
It would have been a long time before that. Right. I used to actually be involved in pantomimes when I was a child.
Really?
So, yeah.
Before you got into computer games and games technology and so like?
Yeah. I went on to the technical side to start with, and then obviously I went to university and then ended up here now.
And what were your views on pyrotechnics? Did you actually say?
I got to set some off, so it was good fun.
Very good.
Great. So, any particular favourite aspects of the pantomime? I mean, I recall actually as a child having a crush on the person who played Goldilocks. I can Goldilocks on the Freebies at the Sunderland Empire. Actually, my life has never been the same since, but that's okay. It's a long time ago. I can get over it. From your own point of view, any sort of memories that sort of stick in your mind about?
I just absolutely love joining in with everything that there is to offer.
See, this is the one, because I didn't join in, and my parents thought when I was 4 years old, why is he not joining in? Because I thought it was uncool to join in, because I wanted to impress the lead actress so much.
Panto is all about
See, that's where I've been going wrong, clearly. You know, message has gone out completely. Never mind. Maybe it's never too late to sort of sort that one through. Eva, what about yourself? When were you last checking out the pantomime?
Last Christmas. I always go to the panto at Christmas.
So you're actually the best person to really get a flavour of how the things have been panning out. So what did you make of Last Christmases?
I love it every year. I always love going to the panto. So every panto that I see is always equal to me. I really enjoy them.
Constant lines from that.
What
was the title last year? What was the event?
Cinderella.
And it was voted one of the top 10.
In the top 10 of the country, pantos to go and see. So that kind of really made us sing. Right, yeah, exactly. Hence why we've done what we've done this year. It's nearly killed us, but we're no more.
Well,
hard work, but yeah.
So, Amelia, if folk are listening to this and they're checking out online, or they're checking out from different countries and so on, podcasts and through the various ways that we actually have on Siren Radio, how can they actually get in touch with the new Lincoln Theatre Royal? Presumably you've got the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, and so on.
So we've got our social media sites, as you've said, but if people go onto our website, newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, then they can buy tickets there for all of the shows in our new season as well, because we're going to launch our spring season, but it is available online. So if they go there, or they can call our box office as well, so either or.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see
into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Gene Wilder from, of course, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And of course, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, the name of the movie. And pure imagination, which is what clearly inspires folk when they actually go to the theatre, especially when they're seeing good theatrical performances, like the pantomime at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Amelia, talk us through some of the cast. I mean, we've mentioned Andy Abrahams, obviously, but as Matt's just found out, we have a couple of people who just loved it so much they had to come back for a different pantomime.
Yes, so we have Patrick Kurtz.
Yeah.
Who was one of the Ugly Sisters last year, but is Dame Donna Kebab this year.
Donna Kebab.
Got some Donna Summer connection. Stunning costumes. You were just talking about, off air, we were just talking about the costumes, and they are incredible. So, if that's the kind of thing that you're going to be wowed by, you know, Dame Donna looks pretty amazing.
Eva, I mean, costumes and pantomime, is it something which you sort of think, I want to check that out?
I really like the costumes. I always find the costumes the most exciting part when I'm doing something. So, and just because they look really pretty as well, they're just really amazing.
They're very
to look
vibrant
at
this year, aren't they?
Massively so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's set in Marrakesh, and obviously, so you think the sort of the
belly
dancing, yeah, like belly dancer type things, so the lovely harem skirts and lots of like jingle jangles going on, yes.
Okay.
Jingle jangles.
Don't want to go down too far that line. Step away.
So
step
wrong.
Away from the whole thing.
Coins. Coins. There we go. Tired bread. But yes, beautiful, rich, vibrant colours.
a true treat for the whole family.
A true treat, yes. Yeah. So we've got Patrick Kearns and we've got Ian Crowe, who is also an Ugly Sister, and he's playing the very scary Abenaza, the magician of the East. Yeah. Incredible. Both very, very strong, gifted actors. And also we've got Sandy Bogle from Gogglebox, and she's recently been in Celebrity Big Brother. And Christopher Johnson, back by popular demand, CBBC presenter. He is just a joy. He engages with the audience so well. He played Buttons last year. This year he's Couscous, which is Dame Donna Kebab's and son and Aladdin's brother.
I should
brother.
Really have a chart here.
Yeah,
I?
Hopefully
you're taking notes now.
So, yeah, so Dame Donna Kebab has a kebab shop, and she has her two sons working for her, which is Aladdin and Couscous. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so we have a wonderful... And Anna, who plays... Anna Hanides, who plays Jasmine, she's recently just finished playing Pocahontas in Disneyland, so she's a vision, an absolute beauty. And her voice... I think we may have some people in the audience that may actually cry because it's that beautiful. Yes.
I think that's something to mention as well, that we have got some incredibly strong singers, haven't we, this
yeah.
year?
Aladdin,
and it has
wow.
that musical kind of feel about the pantomime, yeah. whereas the dancing and the singing is just so impressive. And I watched a little bit for the first time today and I was taken aback by it. It's beautiful.
So all those vocal exercises pay off then?
Yes, clearly. Yeah.
Matt, any questions you'd like to put about the pantomime? Because clearly it looks as though you're going to be going to see it, whether you want to or not, with the team.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well, as I said earlier, obviously I love getting involved with panto, so it's just...
That's why you joined the University of Lincoln Events Department. Sorry, I had to say it. You know, it's all good.
It's just, obviously, what will there be to... join in with is there singing
there's,
and dancing
there's, yeah there's lots I can tell you that there are some moments when let's just say some people go in the audience to involve the
really?
audience, so you're very much part of the show.
Interaction
Good
is heavens.
Key it's key, you know, audience participation.
What if they're,
you
too,
do
busy,
in
what
this
if they're too busy on their Facebook sites?
Sorry, say that again.
What if they're too busy on their Facebook sites doing their update? Hashtag in the pantomime, you know.
Yeah, hashtag you doing this panto. Yeah. And you really doing this panto, so it's there's something for everyone, and everyone gets to join in. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hopefully getting to see it once we coordinate days. We thought we'd actually sorted out a right time, but then there aren't any evening performances on the Monday. It's all right. It's okay. We can cope with that. We will get something sorted, I'm sure, and get a mini midweek drive team of folk actually heading off to there, which is splendid. Matt, finally, we'll wrap up with your good self before we actually take the final news to take us around to the news at 5:45. Why should people actually attend an open day at Lincoln?
Well, the city is one of the main reasons. Obviously, we showcase Lincoln as a whole.
New Theatre Royal Lincoln.
There we are.
Yes.
And then also, obviously, with everything that we have to offer at the university and how much the campus is expanding and developing and just all the new facilities that we have to show off it's just impressive.
Many of them being built even as we speak at this particular moment in time, which is really wonderful.
I'm right outside.
Amelia and Natalie, you managed to negotiate your way in.
Yes, we did. We got a little bit confused.
It all changed. Yeah. Didn't know where you were.
Well, you know, change in some ways is a healthy sign, really. It's a sign of breathing and existence and evolution and so on and so forth. That's pretty much it from the new Lincoln Theatre Royal people and the open folk, because in the next hour of the programme, Tessa will be joining us, all being well. Hannah Brown might be coming in to have a few words with us. Annette Andre in San Diego is all set and ready to go. Maybe Owen Paul might be with us. Certainly Lara Rocks Popper, Lara Roxana Popper will be joining us. She's based in Romania. Let me get the right sort of line sorted out here. And her official line is she is an actress, a writer and a designer. Who effectively coordinates urban fashion and more within the whole thing. So she'll be joining us in the second part of the production. Plus Phil Herdwood, who's been working with Lara on a new movie called The Old Land. Phil Leonis will be with us. So lots of things to stay tuned for. Natalie, have you enjoyed being back in the studio with us?
I've loved being back in the studio. Thank you for having me.
It's the first time you've actually been on the Midweek Driver course, because prior to this, it was the Inspired On Air, our monthly production.
It was, and that's what I... I was a bit confused. people are talking on the phone.
Exactly.
But it was fun. It was lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
Amelia, a seasoned production, a seasoned pro, of course. Always a delight. And presumably you'll be back with an Inspired On Air, possibly next Wednesday.
Yes, please.
Which is excellent stuff. I think that's all good material there. Eva's going to be staying with us. She needs to relax, sort through various other bits and pieces. As you can see, the news team are gradually just beginning to make those initial moves to actually say, get out the chair! We need to actually do the news. And Emily's a stickler for precision and all the rest of the bits and pieces, so we'll let them do that. But you see, already Ryan's pashing the knobs. Please! Anyway, you're listening to Siren Radio. Thanks to Natalie Hayes Cowley.
Thank you.
And to Amelia Chambers. And to Matt Cumber.
Thank you.
They're heading off into the wild blue yonder just to actually deal with Hurricane Caroline, which is around about another day or so from now before it begins to actually hit. And so Eva will be with us as we continue here on Siren Radio, producing the best entertainment because, frankly, you deserve no less. Can we say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Don't go. Honestly, don't go. The news is coming up. That wasn't farewell.